This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in February of this year. We're talking about Strikeforce Technologies, Inc., one of the hottest stocks on the OTC markets. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFOR. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, Mr. Mark Kay. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett. It's a pleasure.
You know, there's been a lot of talk out there on your company, and people want to know, even though you're on the pinks right now, is there any talk about you uplisting on the OTCQBs or the NASDAQ?
Well, I can't talk too much about it, but yes, we've been actually trying to uplist for quite a number of months. We're at a point now where they will uplist us most likely after the 10K. They will not do it before, because it's close to the 10K going out, and they like to see that as proof of how we're doing. So we will not get uplisted till after the 10K, which could be up to April 14th, and then hopefully we can be uplisted after that. But we've definitely been trying.
Rumor has it that you are now selling your VChat secure video conferencing products and Privacy Lock. Tell us a little bit about that, and let me know how excited you are about it.
Yeah, well, Safety Chat and Privacy Lock obviously are brand new, two new tools. Privacy Lock is now pretty much done. I mean, it's 100% done, but now we're in pure support. It's definitely the secure piece that goes with Safety Chat, and it is being sold to anybody and everybody out there, and we even now sell it on our website directly, as well as through all of our channel partners. And definitely it secures your camera, your microphone, everything on your computer related to not just Safety Chat, but any other video conferencing you ever get on. So you could actually do it on Zoom. You could do it on WebEx and all the others and Team that are make them a very secure product. Won't be as secure as Safety Chat. Doesn't have two-factor authentication capability and other things that Safety Chat offers, but it does make them a lot safer as well. And we would expect a lot of people to need to want to buy that, and they could do it today and now, you know, right after this call, or even during the call if they want to be rude. That's okay.
Important features. Are you going to come out with any kind of important features like contact imports, where the people can have multiple people on their multiple rooms or anything like that? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, and I was going to talk about that anyway. Safety Chat, as you know, is our key product, and that is a product that constantly grows. And it is our video conferencing product that is the only truly secure product that does video conferencing out there. I personally use it every single day in our own company, and we see a lot of our clients using it as well. We are in the midst. That's right. We're in the midst of completing the contact importing right now. We know we need that before we can really get any of the major clients on board. We have a lot of interested major clients, but until we get the importing part of it, for all their contacts, obviously they can't come on because they have, you know, over thousands of people. But that is being worked on. I can't give and won't give a date because then everybody will haunt me on that date if I'm not there yet. But it should be reasonably soon that should be coming out. We haven't done anything on the rooms yet. We're waiting for some help on that one. That is to be looked at and worked on as well. But definitely recording. We're also in the midst of doing local recording. That should be a couple of months out that should be there. So once we get the local recording and the importing of all the contacts in various different ways, we believe it will start hitting the major clients that are already on it and testing with it and love the product itself, especially for its security.
Congratulations on getting rid of all of your convertible debt. You have zero. That's right. I said zero convertible debt. I think it was $640,000 in the beginning of the year. How does it feel, and where do we go from here?
Yeah, that was a major feat, and most people do not understand how large that could have been and killed us on the stock area. So that means we have no one out there diluting, at least on purpose anyway. Obviously, we can't control people selling. And there are a lot out there selling, as I could see today, but we can't control that. But we don't have any dilution. We are giving very little stock out to our operations staff. Operations clients that we deal business with on a monthly basis, which in the very low thousands, so that won't have any impact. And we definitely are actually looking at using some of the big guys, the toxic guys, to be more of our friends of us versus constantly hitting us and hurting us. So we feel real good about that. We are moving towards needing more money, though. Obviously, that the money we raised during the Reg A was only to get us out of the mess we're in and to pay off a lot of the toxic debt. We still have money, plenty of money left over to get us through this year, but we also are looking to grow because we're looking to hire quite a number of people as people would think we would. We're hiring major salespeople. There are two or three people we're looking to hire, a key enterprise sales manager for Safety Chat. It's major for us. We're not waiting for that person, but we're working very hard and very long hours, and we need that person to once we get going here and bringing in more and more clients. We're also hiring a program manager for Safety Chat. We need a couple of key players on that product working it fully. So we all have some breathing room at the end of the day, but we are moving towards that. We are looking to bring in about $5 million through some. We're looking to do convertible debt, not equity. We're looking to bring in debt. We're looking to bring in long-term money for a good 3 years before we'd have to pay it back. And we can pay it back in cash, not in equity, which is a major, major thing for us to accomplish. And we're working. We're trying to get the money on board. If we get it on board, we'll get to do it. If not, we'll have to look at other alternatives. But most likely, we are getting the money on. We'll get the money on board, and it will be a major, major feat for us to move in that direction with cash, with new staff, and with the products being done, especially for the importing and recording as well.
So I want to review here just for a second. You're looking to raise $5 or $10 million in offering, pay that back over a 3 year period of time. Then I think you're going to offer some sort of warrants at around 40 cents a share.
Well, we'll be offering warrants with it. I'm not sure the exact amount we're going to, price we'll be doing it at. I mean, obviously right now we're at a price where 40 cents doesn't make much sense, but it'll be higher than the current market. That's definitely for sure. And we don't know what it's going to be exactly. Right now it's at 40 cents. We might end up doing it for 30 cents, but it would still be a strong warrant that we'll be offering to make money on as well and go forward. But again, we don't know yet for sure if we're doing this exactly. We're waiting on it. We're working on it. And we believe there's a good opportunity to get it done. And we believe the same companies that worked with us to get the Reg A done are now working with us to get this deal done as well, which will not be an equity deal. It'll be a cash deal, which we're very happy to move forward in that direction.
Looking back over 2020, tell me about 2021 going forward. What are the two or three things you're excited about that you think you guys are going to accomplish in this year's time?
Well, one thing I'll be very excited about is no one getting the virus in our company, and no one has, and therefore nobody should be, and the majority of us are getting shots already, so thank God for that. Believe it or not, that was probably my biggest worry. The office is always open. We have two people in the office. We're hoping to get more people into the office come May. But more importantly, of course, is getting these products done. We are hiring a couple of different consultants and individual companies that are experts in this field to work with us as consultants and contractors. We are definitely you can only hire so many people so fast, and you have to train them. And, of course, we're not training them with any of the secrets. So we think we're going to have a number of months to get everything in going. But, again, with those products getting done and the importing getting done and recording getting done, we can then sell to some of the major clients we have, and we believe they'll turn this thing around and get people to notice that we have the greatest product out there that's the most secure of any. And some of the major companies that are looking at us now definitely believe that as well.
Mark, before I let you go, what is it that you want the takeaway to be today from the interview for your listeners?
Well, I need everyone to please have patience. We do have the products. The products are real. you could buy it yourself and use it and play with it and put it on, and it's not that expensive. And individually, you can get a hold of any of our channel partners to get the product. But Privacy Lock, more importantly, you should all be using right now, because Privacy Lock is 100% done. It is being sold through the website, through the resell, through our partners as well, and is a major product. So if you're not using Safety Chat, which you should be, of course, but if you're not, you can use Privacy Lock for any of the video conferencing products you do use now. It's a great product. It does add security. It doesn't leave you with any issues, and it runs, you know, very seamlessly on your computers.
My guest today has been Mark Kay. He is the chairman and CEO of Strikeforce Technologies. Look him up. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFOR. Mark, thank you so much for coming back on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and I just think you guys are at the very beginning of something great. I think 2021 is going to be the breakout year for you guys.
All right, Everett. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.